Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice, and I have the last of my interview with author Derek Barton. He discusses the lessons he's learned about marketing his books and credits an old friend and two of his biggest fans with the encouragement he's needed to make it this far as an indie author.
And then again, I met up with Doug Sandberg. I reopened the possibility of being a writer. I worked toward my career, and I think that's why I'm so diligent about doing it.
And when you decided to write and follow it through to publishing your work, did you ever anticipate all the marketing you'd be doing?
Well, no. I knew I wanted to publish the book after I finished that huge outline I did. I loved this story, and I wanted to share it, and I knew that I just had to write it and get it ready for publishing. So I knew from then I was going to publish it. As far as marketing, it's always been a tough nut to crack. I'm still working on finding new angles. I would definitely say that marketing is one of the hardest aspects of being an indie writer. Often what will work 1 year won't work the next year, or you have to add a new approach to it. So it's like once you figure something out, everything seems to change.
Can you be more specific about that? I'm curious what an example is.
Well, a lot of the techniques that would work in the past just aren't working as much as they used to, and I think that's because a lot of people are using the same techniques.
Okay.
So it used to be you could have just a website and get some email addresses on a list, and that was enough. But now with the social media, you really got to push hard to just get your foot in the door. So, I mean, you know, there's 1,000 new choices and writers online every day, and which makes it hard to stand above the crowd. I take each opportunity I can. I hold dearly to the church fan bases that I've built, and I work hard to keep shouting as loud as I can. You know, it's like singing in the center of a room filled with a choir.
That's an excellent analogy, yeah.
Doing your best.
What has worked best for you so far?
I wouldn't say there hasn't been any huge key strategies that brought in a lot of sales or people to my newsletter email list.
Okay.
The numbers come slowly and build up a lot through hard work, I would say. One tip I can say would be to network with other writers, especially ones of your genre.
Okay.
Connecting and finding ways to market together or even combine expenses for book giveaways or, you know, ads can really be beneficial.
What is something that you would do differently?
One thing I would say is you got to be careful where you spend your money and watch out for the writer workshops. At every one of those I've ever attended, they try to convince you to join or buy their package deals, which usually cost about $200 to $300 or more. And I'm not saying that not all of their methods are correct or incorrect, but they promise you the moon, and basically what you end up doing is you're buying their tips, but you're also making them richer in the process, while you're still struggling to get noticed. You know, there is good advice out there, just don't buy all of it. You know, you can't keep paying for all the packages every time. You know, I attend a lot of the workshops just knowing that at the end of this, they're going to put a sales pitch at me and really try to get me to buy into it. So I have to be really sure I really think this is going to make me to the next level.
Okay.
And I haven't found anybody that I thought, like, was definitely going to get me to that next level. Because I really, if everybody could just buy something to get them to the next level, they would.
Okay.
Shout out to Susanna Willie and to Renee York. They have been continued great support and my two biggest fans.
That was Derek Barton, author of the Wyvern Shield series, a fantasy trilogy of which I, as Laura's Voice, have narrated the first two books, Consequences Within Chaos and The Bleeding Crown, both available on Audible.com. His third installment is slated for the initial release in 2020, so stay tuned for the audio version. Remember, for more information and to follow Derek's other work, find him online at authorderekbarton.blog. To learn more about my voiceover offerings and lots of free listening, visit laurasvoice.com. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2019.